I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I'm here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab.
We're discussing some really important, fascinating, and helpful points and hacks regarding pre-pregnancy preps, problems and issues both men and women face regarding their reproductive systems and private parts. We're focusing specifically these last few episodes on problems and illnesses men could be afflicted with, and Islamic and traditional, often homemade, easy, over-the-counter remedies that we can try out, inshallah ta'ala, to solve these problems. We've been discussing impotency on Muslim Lady for the last few episodes, and it's important to talk about it because, yeah. Well, you know, a Muslim lady...
These days, many men have this problem of impotency. We talked about points about the man's reproductive system, infections, and... psychological issues, spiritual issues that men have to take into consideration. We're in the program of Muslim Lady, but as we said, a woman needs a partner, a healthy partner, in order to have a healthy offspring.
Right.
The health issues of a man is as important as the health issues of a woman.
Definitely.
We talked about problems of impotency in men. One very important factor which leads to men's infertility is the problem of mumps, you know, the sickness of mumps. So mumps is a viral infection that primarily affects the salivary glands that are located near your ears. If boys are inflicted with this kind of
infection.
Disease or infection, parents have to be extra careful because the temperature of the testicles rise, and this will lead somehow
long-term
to their
problems.
Long-term infertility problems in men.
Right.
Because too much heat or temperature kills the sperms, right? And you have to be very careful. Or any kind of damage to the testicles.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Of course.
It will
damage the system.
Yeah, damage the whole reproductive system in men. So you guys have to be very careful, right? According to medicine, it's been medically proven that men who wear tight underwears or tight pants, it creates problems in the reproductive system, in the reproductive organ, in their sperm production. Several jobs or occupations, such as drivers, people who work in mines, in humid places, in very hot places, they will have to be very careful because they are more confronting, more prone to...
These ailments and these problems.
Yeah. One more point, too much cigarettes, smoking...
Nicotine
would also lead in infertility in men. We have almost completed the topic on men's reproductive system problems and solutions to them. And inshallah, up next is we're going to talk about women's reproductive system. And also, inshallah, we'll be talking about sources that we've used. We are using various sources in these series of programs, one of which is the book written by a lady called Zobeide Khodai.
Mm-hmm.
She has several volumes of books on traditional medicine. One of them is, Oh God, How Can I Have a Healthy and Virtuous Child? The other source that is available is The Green Pharmacy by James A. Duke. The other very important source is the Book of Qanun of Avicenna. I don't know how they translate it in English.
Right.
So these are three very good sources that are used for our programs.
We're going to be talking about how women can have proper self-care routine in order to take care of their reproductive systems and prepare themselves for conception in order to have sound, healthy, intelligent babies. And of course, since we discussed certain home, simple, off-the-counter remedies for men and their specific ailments, we're probably going to be discussing those topics from this point onward as well.
Because the uterus of a woman is only a couple of grams.
Right.
And then during the process of pregnancy,
it becomes huge.
It becomes huge and has to be able to hold up to 3, 4, 5 kilogram baby.
Or even more for those who have triplets,
exactly.
Quadruplets.
Right. Specifically in the 10 weeks of pregnancy. So she will have to have a very healthy body, particularly taking into consideration the fact that when women have some deficiencies, like vitamin deficiency, iron deficiency, the baby doesn't wait.
Yeah, he just eats whatever's available.
Exactly. It takes from your savings, from your reserves of body. For example, if you don't have enough calcium in your body, after pregnancy, your teeth are all rotten.
You have aches in your bones,
exactly.
Your joints.
So it's very important that if you want to be a happy woman, healthy woman, and mother, and wife.
Right.
You have to be extra careful with your self-care, with your nutrition, with your diet. And don't take it as something that, it will just happen and, my body will provide for it. You will have to plan. You will have to eat based on a specific routine and mindful
with awareness.
Diet.
Right. Definitely. And especially because as women, we go through that process of our body literally just sheds itself of all its resources once a month. Naturally, I haven't met a single woman who didn't have, by default, iron deficiencies or calcium deficiencies or some sort of vitamin B deficiency, because it's going to happen to us either way. And if we're not extra careful in our diet and, like you said, our self-care, once we get to that point in our lives where we want to bring life to this world, it's like we have to compromise, right? Either I won't be able to give the best and the fullest to that new life, or I'm going to put my life at risk.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to be careful not to give birth to a child with physical problems.
Yeah.
Some lack of vitamins and supplements in your body will lead to a baby with a lot of
deformities
and handicaps, right?
Yeah.
So these are very, very important. So the topic of nutrition and self-care is even more important and more significant when it comes to a woman, as she's carrying another human being, another life. She's the source of growth of a totally new creation inside her body. So she has to be extra careful of this, this extra living creature that is going to live in your body for 280 single days. And when you go to the Quran, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. And then we put that nutfa, or that embryo, or that new creation, that new life, in a secure resting place, which is the body of a woman.
Beautiful. It's like our first home. All that and much more here on Muslim Ladies. Stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for joining us again on Muslim Lady. I am here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. It's so miraculous the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the woman's body to produce an organ. It creates this whole new organ to house that baby inside itself and protect it and shield it and nurture it and raise it till it reaches that
full growth.
Yeah, full growth, and it's ready to come into this world.
Subhanallah.
It's so mind-blowing.
Subhanallah.
So imagine the care and the awareness you have to put into creating a whole new organ in order to house a whole new life.
Creation, exactly. And it's interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guarded it in, you know, because it's been surrounded by the
other organs,
the ribs,
right,
and other organs.
Yeah.
It's an internal organ, again, surrounded by other helping soldiers in order to keep that guest safe for 280 days, right? These are just, when you pay attention to all these complications, intricacies, to these details, they just blow your mind up, right?
They really do.
So the most important organ in a woman's body in the reproduction of a child, one of them is the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the fallopian tube,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the ovaries.
Yeah.
So these are three main key organs that
are defined as reproductive organs.
Exactly. And when you're talking about the uterus, you're talking about a kind of pear-shaped small organ that only is 4 to 5 centimeters long and weighs about 80 grams, not even 100 grams. The interesting thing is that it's hanging. It's not in a fixed place in the body of a woman.
Right.
It's hanging through two tubes, the fallopian tubes.
Uh-huh.
So it has the ability to move a little bit.
Right.
And it's not fixed in its place, right? And something that a lot of girls are dealing with, just as we have the problem of impotency in men, we have the problem of irregular menstrual cycles in girls and women, which also causes infertility. And or they are problems in the course of, you know, they create problems in the pregnancy, like, of a woman.
And create excessive frustration.
Exactly.
Especially for Muslim ladies, the whole calculating process, when can I shower, when can I pray?
Exactly.
Why am I late? Why is it abnormal again?
Exactly. So it's really, all these are said to bring to your attention the fact that how you can help your body to have a healthier body, the way your lifestyle is, what you eat,
your state of mind,
and your spiritual state are all effective factors in the health of this organ, specifically
and
the
vice
uterus.
Versa. And vice versa. I mean, well, like when this organ contracts any sort of illnesses, you see it. You see how much it messes a woman up.
Exactly.
Or like
the hormones and everything.
Yeah, exactly. The hormones that kick up a storm, or when a woman is close to her menopause, and it's basically when this specific organ is no longer of use, she goes through this whole whirlpool of changes and things that we would consider as abnormalities, but it's just a natural part of her life now. And
that's why we have a gynecologist.
Yeah, women, exactly.
There's a specific doctor women need for their sexual organ system, reproductive system, right? Which men don't. All because of the complications and sensitivity of a woman's body is more than a man's body.
Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the point that I wanted to say.
Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady. We've been talking about certain problems. We haven't exactly delved into it in depth, but we completed our discussion regarding males' impotency, and we started upon certain reproductive system illnesses that women could contract and the complications it would create in the long term and in the reproduction process. Inshallah ta'ala, in further episodes of the show, we'll be discussing these topics furthermore. Make sure to tune in. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur
Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.